He released her to fall back on the sofa before he gave her a repugnant glare.
Uh-huh.
Artemis would never allow a Corey near her who was her height, nor one who had her eye color. She's too vain for that. You're too vain. If you want to be technical, I'm taller than she is. Didn't you remember that part? Sin hesitated. Honestly, he couldn't recall Artemis's exact height. It had been too long since he'd last seen her. All he remembered was that she'd been over 6 feet tall.
I stand by what I said. Artemis would never allow a Corey in her temple taller than her.
Newsflash, she's mellowed with age.
Yeah, right. Sure you have. Just like me.
The woman leaned her head back and let out an irritated growl.
Look, you seem to have issues I don't want to even begin to know about. Let me go, and we'll both forget this ever happened. If you don't, you're going to be real sorry.
He scoffed.
Not this time, Artemis. You're the one who's going to regret this. I want my powers back that you stole from me. You tricked my ass, and then you stripped everything from me except my life. And you damn near took that.
Cat went rigid as his words pricked a deeply buried memory inside her. But it was fuzzy and fleeting, and she couldn't get a good handle on it, so she defaulted to what she remembered of the event.
You were going to kill Artemis. She said you hated her, that you'd broken into her temple and tried to rape her and...
The words stopped as she realized the lie Artemis had told. How could a god from another pantheon have gotten into Artemis's temple on Olympus without an invitation? It was something that hadn't dawned on Cat back then. She'd been too young and too afraid that he would hurt or kill Artemis. Back then, many of the gods had been at war with one another, and those who policed them had been on hiatus. There had been many threats made against Artemis and several close calls, but one thing would have been impossible. An outside god couldn't enter the domain of another without invitation.
Oh, gods, it was another half-truth.
He screwed his face up at her.
What are you talking about? Have you lost your mind?
No, Cat said, as a wave of guilt consumed her.
I'm not Artemis. Let me go. Not until I have my powers back.
This was getting annoying.
And for the last time, I can't give you what I don't have. Then you're going to stay in that net until eternity comes to pass.
She growled at him.
Well, that's really intelligent, isn't it? What are you going to do? Put drinks on me or just use me as a conversation piece whenever friends come over? And let's not even think about what's going to happen when I need to use the restroom, shall we? I hope you have a standing order at Sofa Express.